The 10% Myth by William Williams. Read by the same. Quality, not quantity, is the answer. Many people today take for granted what is sometimes called the 10% myth, the idea that the average person uses just 10% of his or her brain. The origin of this idea is unclear. Some point to American writer Lowell Thomas, who referenced it in a foreword to an edition of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Whatever its origin, the effect and reach of the myth has been widespread. What accounts for widespread differences in intelligence from person to person? Noted 19th century psychologist William James proposed that there must be some underused mental potential in everyone. According to Robin Boyd, writer of the article Do People Only Use 10% of Their Brains, found in Scientific American magazine, James's research and quasi-metaphysical speculations have been misinterpreted and misquoted and even wrongly attributed to credible scientific figures such as Albert Einstein. Missing in action? The truth is that we pretty much use 100% of our brains, according to PhDs Sam Wang and Sandra Amott, Princeton neurologists and co-authors of the book Welcome to Your Brain, 2009. They reason, based on their extensive research, that there are no unused parts and that the functioning human brain is basically complete. If any part of your brain went missing in action, says Dr. Wang, you would notice, and you would be sorry. Or depending on which part, you might not be sorry. Consider also that any cells or muscles our bodies do not use tend to atrophy and die, yet the entire brain is an active organ, using about one-fifth of all the energy your body produces. Yes, it is true, under normal circumstances, we use all of the fearfully and wonderfully made brain that God gave us, according to Psalm 139, verse 14. However, many of the brain's processes are unconscious and work best without our awareness. They do not require what we usually think of as higher intelligence. In fact, abnormally high intelligence often comes with a price, as seen in some cases of autism and similar neurological disorders. Disabilities can occur when some parts of the brain are too active or work without needed inhibitions. Use it or lose it. The true key to mental development is not how much of your brain you use, it is how well and how often you use your brain. Although experience, training, injury, or disability may limit our mental capacities, our real potential to learn, grow, and fill the brain with useful information may be far greater than most of us realize. And we reach that potential by hard work. One danger of the 10% myth is that it can distract us from how we are using our brains, as if more mattered more than better. God's Word gives us many inspiring principles in this regard, such as the Apostle Paul's admonition in Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Are you using your brain to better yourself, or do you dull your brain through drugs and empty entertainment? God has given you a brain, the organ through which your mind operates, and He expects you to use it wisely and profitably. And He has given you even more than that. God has also given Christians a way to exceed the limits of the physical human mind and brain, not through human effort or metaphysical dabbling, but through the gift of God's Holy Spirit, which connects the human spirit to wisdom inaccessible to carnal mankind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16.